Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy Wednesday outlined the state's COVID-19 response, calling the virus something we shouldn't be terrified of. The administration's response includes opening a new Alaska-based commercial testing lab and a pending purchase of 3.5 million pairs of gloves to resupply hospitals, clinics, and communities that are running short. Alaska's COVID-19 numbers are rapidly accelerating. Number of patients hospitalized with the virus topped 60 for the first time Wednesday. The state's 7-day news case rate per capita is among the nation's worst, though the per capita death rate remains one of the lowest. The governor repeated comments he's had from several previous weekly briefings.
If you don't have to go to the store 3 times a week, and you can go to the store once, do so, and wear a mask. But if we can help each other, especially our older folks and those folks with the underlying health conditions, to be able to keep these cases down over the next 2 months, and with the advent of the vaccination, the worst of this we could start to put behind us. And then we get back to as normal as possible. We get our economy up running full steam. We get back to socializing like we used to. This isn't something that you created or I created, but this is something that we have to deal with. And they're dealing with it all over the United States. They're dealing with it all over the world in a similar fashion that we are. Alaska's taken an approach that we believe has worked for Alaska. But again, we will look at it every single day and we will project out. This spring, we had approaches that were restrictive because we thought we were going to see a lot of cases and a lot of suffering and a lot of death. We pulled back on our restrictions in an effort to make sure that our economy and our society was able to move forward. Shutdowns, restrictions, et cetera, they come at a cost. Not just an economic cost. They come at a cost in mental health, emotional health, substance abuse. These are facts. This isn't a myth.
The governor, who in July ordered face coverings in the state buildings but declined to order a statewide mask mandate Wednesday, reiterated his position, saying it's a decision best made at the local level. There are growing calls for a mandate, including from the acting mayor of Anchorage, Austin Quinn Davidson. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that federal officials are shipping 220,000 rapid response COVID-19 tests to Alaska.
Prospective high school students were shown around some of the programs and other offerings at the University of Alaska Anchorage on Wednesday, and they didn't even have to leave their homes to do it. Like many other events, UAA's Academic Preview Day has gone virtual. Executive Director of Admissions Cassie Kiefer explained that they're using a new type of video chat service to pull it off. It's called Remo, and it's about as neat as video chat apps get nowadays. During Academic Preview Day, students attended a virtual conference center. After a presentation, students were able to access a number of different chat rooms that look like the animated floor plan. In the rooms, there are tables with chairs where user icons go, representing the different tables. It's like Zoom, except you can pick and choose which meetings you want to go to. Kiefer said positive feedback from students was received about this and other virtual events.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.